Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas get a Kohulum Ayenasaye. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas get a. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Another comment on Barki Nashi et Yahuwah. Bless he who be who he be, O my psyche, O my soul. Barki Nashi et Yahuwah. Why did David command Nafsho, command his soul, command his psyche? Why did he command her? Why did he command his soul to offer praise, Isis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Set Apart One, the Sanctified One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be who, blessed be he, the Rebbeinat, the Rebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they had said that as the soul sustains the body, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sustains His world. And as the soul is unique in the body, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Holy One, blessed be He, is unique in His world. And as the soul does not eat and does not drink, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not eat and does not drink. And as the soul, because she comes from above, stays pure in the body, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exalted above the world, is pure. And as HaNefesh, as the soul, the psyche, as she sees, though she is not seen, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He sees and he is not seen. Accordingly, David said, may the soul, HaNefesh, possessed of all these attributes, come and give thanks and offer praise, Isis, to the Isla One. Blessed be He, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One. Blessed be He who possesses all these attributes. Another exposition of Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. The soul, HaNefesh, no man knows where her place is. No man knows where HaNefesh, no man knows where her place is. Even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he. No man knows where his place is. Not even the sacred creatures, the holy creation that carry the throne of glory, know where Ha'Elohim's place is, or in what place Ha'Elohim sits. Therefore, Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 12 reads, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. Therefore, blessed be the glory of Jehovah from his place. Watisaeni ruacha wa eshma achraya kol ra'ash gadol baruch kavod Yahuwah mimakomo. Hear. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 12, the fuller verse. Then the spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, the voice of a great quaking, rattling, shaking, a great vibration, bounding, uproar. I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of he who be who he be from his place. Watisaeni ruach, then the ruach, the irit, took I up. Watisaeni ruach, wa eshma achrai kol ra'ash gadol baruch kovod Yahuwah mim komo. Blessed be the glory of he who be who he be mi mekomo, mi mekomo, baruka kavodi Yahuwah mi mekomo, is as much as they can say. Therefore, baruch kavod Yahuwah mi mekomo, blessed be the glory of he who be who he be mi mekomo, from his place, is as much as they can say. Accordingly, David said, may the soul, the psyche, may she, whose place no man knows, nor knows the place, the makom, where she is set, come and offer praise, Isis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is above his world, and whose place no man knows. It happened that a certain man asked Rabban Gamaliel, in what place, what makom, what spot, what place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, sits. And Rabban Gamaliel replied, I do not know. Ani lo yodea. I do not know. Ani lo yodea. And the man said, furthermore, is this your prayer and your wisdom? You who pray to Ha'Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, every day, and yet do not know where Mekomo, his place, is? Thereupon, Rabban Gamaliel replied, behold, look, see, here it is. Thou, the I, ask me about something which is a 3,500 years journey away from me. Now I shall ask thee about something which sits with thee day and night. And do thou, the I, tell I where it's, where her place is. The man asked, and what is that? And Rabban Gamaliel replied, it is the soul, ha nefesh, the psyche, the soul, who sits within thee, she who sits within the eye. Tell me, tell I, in what place she is set. And the man said, Ani, Ani, Ani lo yodea, I do not know. Rabban Gamaliel replies, may the breath of life blow out of this man. Although thou knowest not the place of something that sits within thee, yet thou ask me, ask I about something that is 3,500 years journey away from me, away from us. The man went on to say to Rabban Gamaliel, we do well to bow down to the work of our hands, which we can always look upon. Rabban Gamaliel answered, you see the work of your hands, but it cannot see you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the work of his hands, but the work of his hands cannot see him. As is said even in Shemot in Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, man shall not see me, even not even a sacred creature shall. Man shall not see I, not even a sacred, a holy creature, a creation shall. Vayomer, Vayomer, lo tukala lerota et panai, ki lo yerani ha'adam wachai. Here the fuller verse. And he said, Vayomer, and he said, thou, the eye, canst not see my face, for man shall not see me and live. Vayomer, lo tukala lerot et panai, ki lo yirani ha'adam wachai. And here Midrash note, usually the verse that's rendered here in the Midrash note, the verse that's rendered, man shall not see me, not even a sacred creature shall. This verse is usually rendered as man shall not see me and live. Usually this is rendered as man shall not see me, man shall not see me and live. Lo yirani, yirani, to see I, not to see I. Lo yirani ha Adam, and the Adam, and Adam, and the Adam shall not see I. Wa and chai, and chai, and live, and chai. Lo yirani ha Adam wa chai. But here the commentator takes the form chai, 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 the Hebrew chai, live, chai, in the substantive sense, in the substantive sense of the word, of a living creature, and living creature. So here the commentator takes the verse from Shemot, Exodus, Exodus 33, verse 20, that reads, lo yirani ha'adam wachai, instead of as man, for man shall not see me and live, instead as for man, Adam, shall not see me, right, and living, and the living. Adam shall not see me, and the living shall not see me. Lo yirani ha'adam wachai. So, you can see for yourself that this is so. It is clearly stated by Ezekiel that when he saw the likeness of Ha'el, the power, Ha'el Elohim, he fainted away. Of this it is written, even in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 28, where it reads, "And when I saw it, I fell upon my face. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face. Ki mare yahak esheta sheriye be anan biyom ha geshem. Ken mare hanoga saviva hua mare demuta kovod yahua. Wa ere wa epol alpanai wa eshma'a ola midabir." Hear the fuller verse from Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 28. "And the appearance of the bowl," the rainbow, "the appearance of the bowl that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of he who be who ye be. And when I saw, I fell up on my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. K'mare yahak eshet asher yihyeh bi'anan biyom hageshem. Kain Mareya Hanoga Savihu Mareya Demuta Kaboda Yahua Wa Ere Wa Ebola Alpan Wa Eshma Ola Midabir. And when I saw it, I fell up on my face. Wa Ere Wa Ebol Alpanai. And when I saw, wa ere, and when I saw wa epol, I fell upon all panai my face. Wa ere wa epol alpanai. Barki nafshi eti Yahua wa'alatishkechi kol gemulai. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Barki nafshi eti Yahua wa'alatishkechi kol gemulai. Hear, Mizmor Kofa Gimel Kof Gamel, Psalm 103, the Beit, the second verse. Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, "If a man lifts up a vessel filled with water and turns its mouth downward, he pours out what it contains. And if a man lifts up a money bag and turns its mouth downward, the money falls onto the ground. But a woman walks about with the mouth of her womb downwards." Hear. Midrash, no. The P.E., the print edition, says, "with the mouth of her womb," with the mouth of her womb downwards. And yet the embryo in her womb, in her matrix, stays as secure as a man carried in a litter. Unlike an animal that walks on all fours, a woman with child, so-called pregnant woman, a woman with child walks about upright, yet the embryo stays secure in her womb, in her matrix. Rav Shimon Simon taught, "A woman is made up of cell upon cell and coil upon coil, so that if she were delivered abruptly, she would die. However, one by one, each band is loosed. each cell is loosed, each coil is loosed. Hence, hear, hear, hear. Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah. We'ala tishakachi kol gemulayo. Hence, bless Jehovah, he who be, we be. Oh, Nafshi, oh my soul, my psyche. And forget not all his benefits. Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah. We'ala tishakachi. Call Gemulai Hasoleach Lekola Eoneki Harofe Lekola Tachaloiki. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. Hear today's song, Mizmor Kof Gimel, Psalm 103. Hear the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse that reads, Ha-Soleach, Ha-Soleach, the forgiver, Ha-Soleach, Lekola Eoneki, Lekola Evoneki, who forgiveth, he who be, who he be, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Ha soleach lekola eoneki. Ha rofei. Who healeth the healer. Ha rofei. Ha rofei lekola tachloaiki. Who healeth all lekols, all calls. Tachloaiki, all thy diseases. Hear, speaking to she, the nefesh, the soul. After recovery from an illness, Rav Yanai would wear his tefillin itinerantly for 3 days. He said that tefillin require a clean body, like that of Elisha, the man who always kept his hands ritually clean. Why was Elisha called the man of wings? Why was Elisha called the man of wings? Hear, Midrash. The Midrash note here is that this is the literal meaning of the phrase previously rendered, quote, the man who always kept his hands ritually clean. So here, the question to the question of why was Elisha called the man of wings? This is connected with the man who always kept his hands ritually clean. The literal meaning. Apparently, the Agadah, in telling and retelling the story of Elisha, who was scrupulous in his observance of the law of HaTorah, had him in course of time sprout wings, as it were, some say. But also the connection with the prayer shawl and also with the fringes. Because once when wicked Ratchet Rome, Rasha Rome decreed that any man who wore tefillin would have Rosho, his head, Rosho smashed in, Elisha continued to wear his tefillin. When a quaestor saw him, Elisha took up the tefillin in his hands and ran from him. But the quaestor, the Roman quaestor, pursued him and caught up with him and asked, "What's that in your hand?" Elisha said, "The wings of a dove." And the quaestor found that it was as Elisha said. Therefore, he was called Elisha, the man of wings. Once a man recovers from his illness, his body is clean. But after 3 days, Rav Yanai would no longer wear his tefillin itinerantly. He said, "For more than 3 days, I cannot keep myself completely clean." He said, "For more than 3 days." Here. Midrash. The Midrash note right here. Dr. Saul Lieberman suggests that instead of, and here reading the Hebrew, Ein, Mem, Reish, Mem, Reish, Yod, Mem, Aleph, Reish, or Maremar, 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 said, the text can be read as Mem Nun, Kaf Dalet Wau Nun, or henceforth, rendered here in the sense of for more than 3 days, henceforth for more than 3 days. He said, I cannot keep myself completely clean. But Rav Yohanan would wear his tefillin day after day, citing the verse, even the verse here, in Mizmor Kof Gimel, the Gimel, the third verse, right here. He who be who he be, Jehovah, Ha Soleach, Lechol Eoneki, Lechol Evoneki, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Ha Soleach, the forgiver, he who be who he be, Ha Soleach Lekola Eoneki, he be the one who forgives, the forgiver of all thine iniquity.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Ja, play my cards, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw thoughts. So the spirit stands away against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Blah! I'm telling.
Amen.
The Lord of my light, let me tell you on my salvation. When you hear me, I'm in the ocean I fear. Not even Eden, them in a Babylon. When you hear that, we say me look and tell them we no fear of your man. Because the world of them not can man. Me not go mix up with Eden congregation. Because the world of them a demon. Me say that some a plague, God, the world of them a Satan. All them a vipers and vagabond. Me say me living on the belly of the beast of Babylon. Me have to shot like a lion. Me a go take the long road up the River Jordan. Me have to reach Mount Zion. I'm saying my father's out there are many mansions. It's only the Ark of the Covenant. You tell him. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, may I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me have to devour my adversary. Only you, Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, may I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me have to devour my adversary. Forgive me, Jana. Cause if a sin is against you only. Wanna hear me? Come and say, man to man is living unjustly. So man we can't trust nobody. And if we got trouble come trouble we. Me never found a me enemy. I know the wicked them are perplexed with tranquility. But that's a simple atrocity. Cause I always been living in adversity. But it still now go break me. Let him without sin come find me guilty. That I'm a judge and me jury. And some are calling me bad and some are semi crazy. But them accusing me wrongly. I'm the Heavenly Father, the Almighty. And him a guide and protect me. I'ma tell him. I'm the Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only. Me a pity for what me adversary. I'm the Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only. Me a pity for what me adversary. Yes, sir, Jaja. Are you alone and we guide and say? Wanna hear me? How we die rather than die soft, Jaja comfort we. And I will never leave we lonely. I'm a send nothing in this world, it's impossible to do. Him are the key to eternity. And him we simple and silent and him we walk fancy. Him are the highest supremacy. The Jaja work miracle and create history. Me know me read it in the prophecy. Them send him walk with the cross down to Calvary. A sacrifice to forgive away. So wanna love one God and me say one destiny. That are the truthful prophecy. I'ma tell him. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. Play my cards, hold on with them that strive with me and fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of that shield and buckle and stand up for my health and those souls that fear stand against them that persecute me. Stand by my soul, I am thy salvation. Reliant, every hour and day I will humbly say. You got to hear when this is our last thing. And it's a sound that come and don't want to lead away.
Amen.
Hear the cat, super cat right here. Adapting Psalm, I think Psalm 34. Here in the season we have this Rastafari sabbatical study, the 12th
Hey, at the 12th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we fulfill and complete here the first book of Moshe, the first book of the scripts of the Bible, known as Genesis, right here. Some of the themes right here, the last days of Yaakov, of Jacob, the patriarch. Yaakov, Jacob, the patriarch, Yisrael, Israel, blesses Joseph's sons. And it's interesting how he blesses the younger as the firstborn and the firstborn as the younger. Speaking of Ephraim and Manasseh, which metaphysically symbolizes the will and understanding. But moving forward, Jacob, Yaakov, Israel's last words to his sons, to the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, the blessing to the 12, and also explore more on the 12 faculties of the mind, the 12 sons of Israel, the 12 constellations of the heavens, the 12 apostles, disciples of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the significance of the number 12 right here at this 12th sabbatical study, completing the first book, the book of Genesis, of the creation, the book of the birth, we could say the birth of humanity. Here. Moving forward in this 12th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have Jacob. Jacob's death, Israel's death and his burial. Also his special request of where to be buried, even though he was embalmed, he was buried in the family plot, Machpelah. Get into that a little bit more there, even the metaphysics of these word sounds right here that will help to really illuminate, give more light to the Torah portion reading and feeding so we can see how the Hebrews saw it, the significance of the names, the significance of the meaning of the names gives another layer, dimension, reality to the narrative here in the glory of His Majesty, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. We get to chapter 50, the 50th chapter of Genesis. We have Joseph forgives. Here we segue with the theme we shared a little bit at the opening from Psalm 103, sections 4-7 of the Midrash of the study, bringing out the theme of forgiveness, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Psalms here corresponding with this 12th sabbatical study, the reflection of the chants, the Isis, as well as the sabbatical manna, the sabbatical bread, the angel's bread. So Joseph, he forgives his brethren. Joseph's last days and Joseph's death. Then we move on to the Haftarah, the prophet's reading here for this 12th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. The prophet's reading called the Haftarah reading, 1 Kings chapter 2, focus verses from verse 1 to chapter 2, right, verse 12, the 12 verses of chapter 2 of 1 Kings. And what do we have in the prophet's reading, the Haftarah reading? We have David's instruction to Solomon, to Shlomo, to Solomon. Also the death of the patriarch, the death of David. So here in this portion, this Torah reading and feeding here in this commentary, the theme is resurrection. Resurrection in HaTorah. I know enough ones might think, you know, based on Western Gentile Christianity, that the idea of resurrection is a so-called New Testament so-called idea, but actually it is a Hebrew, an Israelite, it's an old covenant idea, and here we have resurrection in HaTorah. Thought for the Shavuah right here, part of life, it is said, is preparing for the passing for death. And part of preparing for death, for passing, is preparing for life after death, recognizing the cycle. Jacob, Yaakov, he prepared for death in full confidence, eifidence, jafidence, godfidence, so to speak, because he had a relationship with Elohim Chaim, with Hailahim, with the power Chayim, the living power, the living God, the true good, the true God. Commentary briefly here. Some cynics and hypocritics, but some cynics, they say that so-called religion, it all depends on what they mean by religion. Religion comes from religio, that comes from Latin, so I guess they're limited there. But what is called religion, or we know as Haimanot, the living faith, the Emnet in Amharic, Emnet faith, the Hebrew Emunah, the faith, admitting as true what ones admit as truth. Some cynics, they say that so-called religion is a crutch for people who fear death. That may sometimes be the case, but it certainly does not apply to those who study HaTorah, Jah's direction instructions. Jah's direction instructions, known as HaTorah, does not say much about so-called life after death or the pie in the sky after you die. That's counterfeit Christianity for you right there. But it's really not a book about how to go to heaven. The scripture of the Bible doesn't speak that way. It's the preachers and the pastors and those who come in Jesus' name that speak that way. Go check it out for yourself. It's not a book that speaks about how to go to heaven or really what happens after we die. It's about the true life of the King of Kings Christ on this earth, how we live. It's about the liberty of his divine majesty, Kamawi Haile Selassie. As Yeshua HaMoshiach said that you do err, not knowing the scriptures or the power of God, of Jah. He says that he is the power, the God, the Elohim of the Hebrew Trinity, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that he is the Elohim of the living, not of the dead. So, Father, forgive them and forgive I. I'm going to ride up right here.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. They go to Yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive.
They know.
when you walk and left your feet. Them are your friends who you depend on from way back when. But if you give them your bad name, you must meet your end. They don't know what them do. They don't know what them do. They don't know what them do.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
I and I that trust in Selassie I shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I, Selassie, is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out of thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, I that trod in thy way, and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie, I shall dash them forth unto the workers of out of thee. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Forever and ever, love Selassie, I. Hear Isaac's hymn, praise him, praise him, Isaac.
Almighty, I. All right. Rastafari, Selassie, I. Almighty, I. Rastafari, Selassie, I. Almighty, I. Rastafari, Selassie, I am mighty. I and I praising. Rastaman say, all Jaja children praising.
Praise Rastafari, and I say praise him, praise him, praise him. Sing I man say all Rasta children, praise him. Congo man, praise Rasta. From the east, the west, the north and south, in the great Rastafari all day long. And I praise Rastafari, and I
the home place is too far.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength, and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Here. Yesterday's daily psalm, Psalm 147, Mizmor Kof Mim Zain. Kof Mim Zain. We have Psalm 147, Psalm CXLVII, Jah's Love and Power. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm 147 right here, corresponding with this Shabbat, Wayechi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, fulfilling this first book of Moshe with this Sabbath, Wayechi. Yechi come from the Hebrew chai, meaning life. Yehiwetu, Bamarinya, Yehiwetu, of his life, Wayechi, and he lived. So here, today's daily psalm is a hallelujah psalm. It's a hallelujah, a illelu, ceremonially speaking, referring to the Isis, the Tehillim, the Psalms, the Isis, the praises.
Bring thy eyes.
Isaac, Congo man say Isaac. From dusk till dawn, the Congo man say Isaac, Lingai Isaac. Chant down the wicked, Congo man say Isaac, Lingai Isaac, Congo Isaac. Chant down all them wicked, Lingai man say Isaac, Congo Isaac, Lingai Isaac. Everywhere you go, the Bingai man say Isaac, Bingai Isaac, Chasnaya Bingai Isaac. I think your lies. Everywhere you go, the Rasta man say Isaac, Bingai Isaac, Congo man say Isaac. Everywhere you go, the Bingai man say Isaac, Bingai Isaac, Congo man say Isaac. I seen your Isaac. Everywhere you go, the Bingai man say Isaac, Congo Isaac, everywhere. From dusk till dawn, Bingai man say Isaac, Congo Isaac, Congo Isaac. I have Bingai Isaac. From dusk till dawn, the Congo man say Isaac, Bingai Isaac, every day. Hot up the fire. Congo man say Isaac, Bingai Isaac, Congo Isaac, Naya Bingai Isaac. Shook the dragon, no. From the still dawn, the Bingai man say Isaac, Congo Isaac, every day.
Rastafari, Almighty Eye.
Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Meskin, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Rastafari, Isis, praises.
Hallelujah.
And we're here in today's daily psalm, which is themed Jah's Love and Power, Psalm 147. Psalm 147 right here, here, here. The psalmist here adduces brings forward four reasons. In today's daily psalm, there are four reasons for praising he who be, who he be, the Almighty Yahweh, Jah. Over Rastafari, Kedamawi, Hazalasi. What are these four reasons? There are four reasons that are brought forward in today's daily psalm. One is Jah's regard for Yisrael, for Amo, Yisrael, for his people, as proved by the restoration. Jah's regard for Yisrael, for the Israel of Jah, Rastafari, is proved by the restoration. Reason one. Second reason, the bounteous provision, the provider, the providing he has made for the sustenance, the sustaining, the sustenance of his creatures. The bounteous provision that Exiah, the sustainer, has made for the sustenance, the sustaining of his creatures, of his creation. Reason two. Third reason, his control, his management and maintenance, his control of the forces, the powers of the nature, of nature, his control, his management of the forces, the powers of the natures of nature, reason three. And the fourth reason, his revelation to Yisrael, his revelation to Yisrael. So these right here, the four reasons that are brought forward in today's daily psalm, Psalm 147, for praising, for isising, for chanting isis, for praising. As we have this as a hallelujah, illelu, for the ililta ceremoniously, the bigging up, the sound, word sound of the bigging up, but also the bringing forward of isis, psalms, and chants. The four reasons, once again, for praising, ha Elohim, Hailahim, the power, the true God. One, his regard for Yisrael, for Israel and Ethiopia. Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
For his regard for Yisrael and Ethiopia of the covenant as proved, shown and proven by the restoration and even the rising of Rastafari at home and abroad. The bounteous provision, the provision, the provida, his providence, his providing that he has made for the sustenance and sustainer, that Exiavia, the sustainer, has made for the sustaining, the sustenance or sustaining of his creation, the iration. Thirdly, his control of the forces, the powers of nature, the forces of the nature, the forces of nature. And fourthly, his revelation, his revealing, his revelation to Yisrael, to Amo Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
And here for the After Shabbat podcast, right here on the Ian and the Irit. Since this is After Shabbat and we are going forward right here, reflecting on the Shabbat, looking forward to the first day service, the Sunday service, the Sabbath seal psalm, Psalm 144. Just to segue right here, Psalm 144, after the Shabbat calm comes the intrusion once again of the working week, you know, the workday, the warfare, and what Jah has blessed us and will bless us with, right, is that real prosperity, the real prosperity. Here, the link with Psalm 144 in the Royal Amharic and in the LXX. It has additional superscription, Sila Goliath, concerning Goliath, concerning Goliath. This is also a psalm, the praise of Jah, that seals up the Sabbath and beginning off the new Shabuah, right here, 144, which brings forward the preparation, the preparation, the praise of Hailahim of the power as Ahadu, as the one, Ahadu Amlak, as Yahuwah Ahad, Ahadu, as the one who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. This here fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle, beginning off a new Shabuah. After the Sabbath, the sabbatical calm, comes the intrusion of the world flesh, satanic seclorum, the regular weekday, so-called work week, and the warfare. Against that, the psalm, the chant here, the Sabbath seal psalm 144, it proceeds to invoke in word sound Jah's protecting hand, his guidance and protection, the joys of a full garner and overflowing sheepfold that are brought forward, right, are those to be attained by the labor. So looking at the type then, a full garner, a full barn, having enough cattle and animal. This looks at I, you know, wealth, the health and the wealth, you know, of I. So learn to read the sign language, attained by the labor, even the labor of Cha-Love that we labor about, even during the 6 days that we are to labor. 6 days you shall labor, and on the Shabbat, the seventh, rest. The attainment now of the labor moving forward in the new Shabuah, this is once more man's lot. So the psalmist and I, rising up the eyes, have this thought in heart and mind that whatever comes to mind, right, in his warfare is of Cha's doing. It is from him, Haile him, the Elohim, the power, true God, that man, that humanity wins, attains the power, the ability to triumph, and the fruits of victory. Prosperity is only real, Israel, when this is recognized. So here, a bracha, a blessing, blessed be Jehovah and Iraq, who train I hands for war, and I fingers for battle.
God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Lidawi of David.
It is good that you are here. Record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And here today's daily psalm, 147, right here. We're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic, go through the HSV, Haile Selassie version, compare and contrast the KJV side by side, and then ride up with this 12th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, sealing up here the first book of Moses, Vayechi. But first this, Psalm 147, first here.
Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Right up with the dove, native speaker Abraham Chebuda, here on the Praise Ye Jah, Jah Shaka, killer version right here, then verse by verse after this, yes sir.
Mazmur Batwar Basavat, a Yerusalem hoy, a Xiav here in Amaski, Eonum hoy lam lakish a little bit, yet a Jutish in more worry out of the ልጆችንም በውስጥሽ ባርኳለሁ በወሰንሽም ሰላም አደረገ የስንዴንም ስብ አጠገበሽ ነገሩን ወደ ምድር ይሰዳል ቃሉም እጅግ ፈጥኖ ይሮጣል አመዳዩን እንደ ባዘቶ ይሰጣል ጉሙን እንደ አመድ ይበትነዋል በረዶውን እንደ ፍርፋሪ ያወርዳል በበረዶውስ ፊት ማን ይቆማል ቃሉን ልኮ ያቀልጠዋል ነፋሱን ያነፍሳል ውሆችንም ያፈሳል አሉን ለያዕቆብ ሥርዓቱንና ፍርዱን ለእስራኤል ይናገራል ለሌሎች አሕዛብ ሁሉ እንዲህ አላደረገም ፍርዱንም አልገለጠላቸው ሃሌሉያ
Salamta Tenaistalin, greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 147, Mezmor Meto Arba Sabat. Psalm 147 from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized Advised Amharic Bible of Garmawi. Garmawi, Haile Selassie of the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, right here. Compared side by side, compare and contrast with the KJV. So we have the HSV, KJV for today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So today's daily psalm is themed Mezmor Lehulun Chai Amlak. Mezmor, a psalm. Le hulun chai amlak, for the all-able source, the almighty God. Le hulun chai amlak. Mezmor le hulun chai amlak. So today's daily psalm is themed Jah's power. Ekziav, its sustainer, the good, the generous Av's power, his love and his power. As we mentioned today's daily psalm, there are four reasons that are proposed, right, adduced, four reasons for praising Hulun Chai Amlak, the Almighty, the All-Able Source. One is his regard for Yisrael, as proved by the restoration, his regard for his people, the children of the Ethiopians, the children of Yisrael, by way of the restoration, even by way of the repatriation, the return to Ekziavah, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Secondarily, the bounteous provision he has made for the sustenance of his creatures and the creation, the iration of the blameless irator, the blameless creator. Third reason, his control and his management of the forces of nature, the natural, the nature of the Most High, and his revelation to Yisrael, his revelation to the children of the Ethiopians and to the children of Yisrael, to I and I, even I and I of the new name, the precious name, the new name, Rastafari. So today's daily psalm, Mezmor Meto Arba Sevat, Psalm 147 from the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David. The superscription to today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Amharic Bible, is Ye Hagena Ye Zacharias Ye Zacharias Ye Hagena Ye Zacharias Mezmor, a psalm of Hage and Zacharias Zacharias Ye Hagena Ye Zacharias Mezmor. Verse 1, Kut'ar'an, Besama'ab, Wawelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in Jimralen, in name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, we begin. Egeziavi herinna meskenu, mezmor melkam noona, le'amlakachin miskana, yamarenno. Praise ye, Egeziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab. Egeziavi herinna meskenu, mezmor melkam noona. For it is good. It is good to sing praises. It is good for praises, mezmor, the psalm, the chant, mezmor, melkam noona, ለአምላካችን ምስጋና ያማረን ነው ለአምላካችን for our source for our God for our source ያማረን ነው ምስጋና thanks and praises ምስጋና ያማረን ነው ምስጋና is pleasant Miskana praise is pleasant praise is comely for it is pleasant and praise is comely Miskana yamareno Exiavir Jerusalemin Yisrael, Kaisraelima yetebetenutina yisabesbal. Exiavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, doth build up Jerusalem. Exiavi her Jerusalemin Yisrael. He gathereth together the outcast of Yisrael. Ka Israelim yetebet nutina yisabesbal lebachowin ye kwasolutina yifosal himamachowinema yitegbal. He healeth the broken in heart lebachowin ye kwasolutina yifosal and bindeth up their wounds, Himamachu nema yit egbal. Ye kawakabit nema bizat ye quatral. Hulu nema beyes machoa yit rachual. He telleth the number of the stars. Ye kawakabit nema bizata ye quatral. He calleth them all by their names. Hulunim beyes macho yit rachual. Gitachin talakno. Hailum talakno. Let bebum kuter yellowim. Great is our Lord Gitachin. Our Adonai Gitachin Talakno Hailum Talakno and of great power Hailum Talakno Let Bebuma Kuter Yellowim His understanding his Tibab let Tibabum and for his wisdom let Tibabum Kuter Yellowim and for his wisdom, his understanding, his wise mind is infinite, is without number Kuter Yellowim. Egziavi herye wahanina yanesal Hat yatenyochin againiskamidur dresa yawardal. Exiavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Exiavi, her ye wahanina yannesal, hat yatenyo chingin, iskamidur deresa yawardal. Le exiavi, her bemiskana zemru. Lamlakachnim bemesenko zemru. Sing to Egeziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, with thanksgiving. Le Egeziavihir bemiskana zemru. Lamlakachnim bemesenko zemru. Sing praise, Isis, upon the harp. To our God, to our source. Lam lakachnim bemesenko zemru. Samayuna bedemenata yishafnan. Lemidrima zinabina yazegajal. Sarina betararuch laya yabeklal. Lema lemunima lesolijocha tikim. Who covereth the heaven with clouds. Samayun bedemanatai shafnal. Who prepareth rain for the earth. Lemidrima zinabina yazagaja. Who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Sarina betararoch laya beklal. Lema lemunima lesolijocha tikim. Here we have in the Royal Amharica another verse right here. Lem lemunim and the green vegetation, the lem lemunim lesolijocha tikim, and the green for the benefit of the sons of men, the children of humanity. We have this extra part of the verse in the Book of the Seven Seals. No doubt the LXX probably has this here. We'll check up just to note that right here in verse 8. Samayun bedemanata yishefnal. Lemidrima zinabin yazagajan. Sarin betaroch laya beklan. Lem lemunim lesol jocha tikim. Lemiat aruta le kuraocha chachutoch le insisochima migbacho when you set al. Verse 9. He giveth to the beast his food. He giveth to the beast his food and the young ravens which cry. Lemiat aruta le kurao cha chachutoch le insisochima migbachuina yisetal. Ye faresin chayelaya weddidim. Besowuma china ayadesitim. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. Ye faresin chayel ayadesitim. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. Beso much in I desitim. Egziabihera bemia faruta bemihiretuma bemia tamenuta yidesital. Egziabihera, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Father, taketh pleasure in them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, in those that hope in his mercy. Yerusalem hoy, egziabihirina meskini, praise. He who be, who he be, a gaziavi, a sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hoy, a gaziavi, harina, meskini, praise thy God, O Zion, O Zion, Zionim, hoy. Lam la kisha ilil bayi tsionim hoy lam la kish ilil bayi tsionim hoy lam la kisha ilil bayi ye de jochishina Me wara wariyats in to alena le jochinembe wistisha barko alena. Praise thy God, thy true good, thy source, O Zion. Sionim hoy, lam la kisha ilila beyi. Lam la kisha ilil beyi. Yeah, the jochina me wariyas in to alena, le jochinema be wistisha barko alena, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates, yea, strengthen, yea, the Jochishin Mewarwariyas in the Toalina. He hath blessed thy children within thee, I, Le Jochinimbe Wistish Barkoalina. There was Senishima Salamin Adarrega. Yes, in the name Silva at Egavish, he maketh peace in thy borders. There was Senishim Salamin Adarrega, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. Yes, in the name Sib at Egavish. Negaruna wada midara ye sedidal, kalum ijigafet no yerotal. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Negaruna wada midara ye sedidal, kalum ijigafet no yerotal. Amedayuna inda bazeto isetal, gumuna inda amedaya betanawal. He giveth snow like wool. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. Amedayuna inda bazeto isetal. Gumuna in da meda ye betanawal. Beredo in da fira faria ya wordal. Be beredo ista fit manik omal. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Beredo in da fira faria ya wordal. Degna. Beredowin in the firfaria yawardal. Beredowista feet manik omal. Who can stand before his cold? Beredowist feet manik omal. Aluna liko ya kelet awan. Nefasuna ya nefsal, wuchochnema ya fesesal. He sendeth out his word, aluna liko, and melteth them, yakelet awal. He causeth his wind to blow, nefasuna ya nefsal. And the waters flow, wuchochnemaya fesesan, kaluna le yaikob, sira atunema ferduna le israel yinagaral. He sheweth his word to Jacob, kaluna le yaikob. His statutes and his judgments to Israel. Sir Atunema Ferduna Le Israel Inagara. Le Lelo Chahizav Hulu Indi Aladaregem. Ferdunema la Galet Elachuim. Hallelujah. He hath not dealt so with any nation. Le lelo cha'ahizav hulu indi ala darregem. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Ferdunim ala galet elachuim. And as for his judgments, they have not been revealed to them. Fardunim ala galet elachowim. Hallelujah. Praise ye. Yah. Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemegashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Mazmur Batwar Vasabat. Yerusalem Hoy. እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኚ ጽዮንም ሆይ ለአምላክሽ እልል በይ የደጆችሽን መወርወሪያ አጽንቷልና ልጆችንም በውስጥሽ ባርኳልና በወሰንሽም ሰላም አደረገ የስንዴንም ስባ ጠገበሽ ነገሩን ወደ ምድር ይሰዳል ቃሉም እጅግ ፈጥኖ ይሮጣል አመዳዩን እንደ ባዘቶ ይሰጣል ጉሙን እንደ አመድ ይበትነዋል በረዶውን እንደ ፍርፋሪ ያወርዳል በበረዶስ ፊት ማን ይቆማል? ቃሉን ልኮ ያቀልጣዋል። ነፋሱን ያነፍሳል፣ ውሆችንም ያፈሳል። ቃሉን ለያዕቆብ ሥርዓቱንና ፍርዱን ለእስራኤል ይናገራል። ለሌሎች አሕዛብ ሁሉ እንዲህ አላደረገም፣ ፍርዱንም አልገለጠላቸውም። ሃሌሉያ። መዝሙር 147 ኢየሩሳሌም ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኝ ጽዮንም ሆይ ለአምላክሽ እልል በይ የደጆችሽን መወርወሪያ አጽንቷልና ልጆችንም በውስጥሽ ባርኳልና በወሰንሽም ሰላም አደረገ የስንዴንም ስባ ጠገበሽ ነገሩን ወደ ምድር ይሰዳል ቃሉም እጅግ ፈጥኖ ይሮጣል አመዳዩን እንደ ባዘቶ ይሰጣል ጉሙን እንደ አመድ ይበትነዋል በረዶውን እንደ ፍርፋሪ ያወርዳል በበረዶስ ፊት ማን ይቆማል? ቃሉን ልኮ ያቀልጣዋል። ነፋሱን ያነፍሳል፣ ውሆችንም ያፈሳል። ቃሉን ለያዕቆብ ሥርዓቱንና ፍርዱን ለእስራኤል ይናገራል። ለሌሎች አሕዛብ ሁሉ እንዲህ አላደረገም፣ ፍርዱንም አልገለጠላቸው። ሃሌሉያ።
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
When I'm gonna look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. When I'm gonna look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross.
Discipleship Radio.
So here, we got like 13 minutes, and this reasoning here is about almost 20 or so minutes. So it's going to lead us into the grace period of the podcast. So those listening to the live stream to hear the full now, or check out the replay at least by the next day, or at least in an hour after the podcast is fully uploaded. But here, just give ones and ones a kind of heads up right here. This is going into the part of today's daily psalm. There's so much in the psalm, so much in your word. But zooming in on the first part of today's daily psalm, the intro right here, it's a maskil. And what does it teach I and I here in the season as we complete here the 12th sabbatical study? The first book of Moses right here. Stay tuned. Yes, I. Rastafari. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's psalm is more Kof, Mim, Zain, Kof, Mem, Zain. Psalm 147. It is a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah from the English perspective. Psalm CXLVII, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Zain. Hallelujah. Ki Tov, Zamra Eloheinu, Ki Anai, Nawa Tehillah. Bonei Yerushalayim Yahuwah, Nidche Yisrael Yikanes. Harofea Lisha Rei Lei Ua Me Habesh Le Atavotam. Theme of today's daily song, first three verses right there. Elohim, the true good, the true God's love and power. The psalmist and I here adduces four reasons for praising. For praising Zamra, chanting Isis, Tehillah, Tehillah. Four reasons for Isising and exalting, chanting the Isis, the Mizmor, as the opening verse reads, Ki Tov Zamra Eloheinu, Zamra, Zamar, to chant Isis. So in some translations, right, in some translation it reads, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Now here looking at the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalms, the Hebrew Book of Psalms. Let's compare and contrast right here. The KJV reads, praise ye the Lord. King James Version, praise ye the Lord. The Hebrew first word of the psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Zain, is hallelujah, hallelujah. Elil, 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 to Yah, to He who be. Hallelujah. Important to emphasize the Yah, or in the translation, the Jah. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jah. Praise ye Yah. Praise ye Jah. For it is good to sing praises to our God. To, not unto, but to our God. Ki Tov Zamra Eloheinu. Now, as we noted, the Zamra is to chant Isis. If you notice, in the first verse, there's two places where it says praises, sing praises, right, to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Now, when you're looking at the King James Version, KJV, exclude the italics. The italics is there to as a crutch for the English reader or English speaker to get a general sense of the Hebraic of it all. But here, Tehillim, an intro to today's daily psalm overview first, so we can sing praise, right? Sing praise, chant Isis with understanding as we have in Psalm 47, verse 7. So today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Zain, Psalm 147, is themed Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha Elohim's love, Jah's love, and power. Today's psalm is about Jah's love and power. The psalmist in I adduces four, count them, four reasons for praising, for Isising Jah, for giving Isis, chanting Isis to he who be. Hallelujah. his and I and I regard, right, this psalm here as a psalm of Jah's love and power. He who be who he be, who regards and his regard for Yisrael as proved by the restoration, the renewal, the restoration, even the relivication, even the Hanukkah, the bounteous provision he has made for the sustenance, the sustaining, the sustenance, the sustainer, he who be who he be, who is the sustainer, the sustenance of his creatures and his creation, as I and I say, the Ireshan of the blameless Ireta, the creator, his control of the forces of nature, of the nature, of the Netcheru, and his revelation reveals the truth, his revelation to Yisrael, to the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty, to Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, to Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the Almighty Eye. So, four reasons. Today's psalm adduces four reasons. Come, little children, come, make I and I reason. What are the four reasons in today's daily psalm according to the season for praising, for Isaac, chanting Isaac's praises to Yah, hallelujah, praise ye Jah. First, his regard for Yisrael is proved by the one, the restoration. The bounteous provision, provider, providence, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, he who be who he be, will see to it, will provide his bounteous provision that he who be who he be has made for the sustenance, the sustaining of his creatures and the creation, his control of the forces of nature, of the natures, and his revelation to Yisrael, to Israel. These, hear, Shema Yisrael, Shemuli, Banim, these are the four reasons. And here, as we have in Psalm named Zayn 47, today's psalm is Psalm 147, but to remind I and I of what it reads, according to the KJV, King James Version, it will be Psalm 47 and 7. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew manuscripts, it will be Psalm 47, verse 8, but it reads, Ki melech kol ha'aretz Elohim, for Elohim is melech, is king, is negus, even negus neges, is king of all the earth. Ki melech kol ha'aretz Elohim, Zamru Masakil, Zamru Masakil, Zamru, Zamru, chant y'all, speaking to you all, chant, Zamar, chant Isaac, praises, not to sing praises, but to chant praises, chant Isaac, Zamru, Zamru, Masakil, sing your praises, Isaac, in a skillful song. Let's keep it 100. Here we have Psalm 147, today's psalm, and here, just pointing to Psalm 47, verse 7, KJV version, for God, it says, is king of all the earth. Sing your praises with understanding. The KJV reads, with understanding. Sing praises with understanding. to know what the chant, to know what the eyes is. I and I know what the eyes is are for. Knowing what the eyes is are for. Zamru, Master Kiel. Zamru, the command there. Chant your eyes is. Sing, chant eyes is, y'all. Master Kiel, Master Kiel. Master Kiel, a skillful, skillful song. Or here, as we have here in the KJV, with understanding, Master Kiel, Master Kiel, Zamru, Master Kiel, Ki Melek, Kol Ha'aret Elon, Zamru, Master Kiel. Now you'll find Master Kiel in the KJV. Some might read it as Maschil, but really the CH is kh. Maschil, 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 Maschil. We have a reference to Mizmor Lamed Beit, Lamed Vet, Lamed Beit, Psalm 32, Psalm XXXII. So here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. So on Maschil, as we have it in the superscription to Psalm 32, Maschil, this is used in the title of 13 Psalms, Maschil, as we have in Psalm 47 and 7 in the King James Version, and the Hebrew manuscript, Psalm 47, verse 8, where it reads, Zamru, Maschil, sing your praises, eyes is in a skillful, skillful song, Maschil. Sing your praises, sing eyes is, chant eyes is, with understanding. So Maschil, important word, seeing that it's used in the title, the superscription of 13 psalms, 13 chants, 13 eyes is. In form, it corresponds to the word, right, within verse 8 of Psalm 32, where it reads, I will instruct thee, I will instruct the eye, I will instruct the eye and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will give counsel, mine eye being upon thee. Asa kileka, asa kileka. Askileka, askileka, I will instruct the eye. Askileka, ve oreka, be derekzu telek. I will instruct the eye and teach the eye in the way, be derekzu, in the way that thou telek, thou shalt go. Eya itsta Aleika, Aini, I will give counsel. Eya it's a, Aleika, I will give counsel. Mine eye being up on thee. Aleika, up on the eye. Aleika, Aini, or Aleka, Aini, my eye, Aini. Aleka, Aini, up on the eye, I. Asakileka, we orika, vidrekzu, teleka. Eya, itza, Aleka, Aini. So, I will instruct the eye. Asakileka, Asakileka, Maschil, 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 and we have it in a more verbal sense. Askileka, 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 I will instruct the eye. And has accordingly, this therefore helps us to understand and understand Psalms, and this word here used in connection with the Psalms as a didactic poem, a didactic composition, a teaching, a timherit, right, a Talmud, right, a timherit, a teaching. But
Some say such a definition does not suit all of the psalms that have such heading as Masakir. In Psalm XLVII and 8, which we have touched on, Psalm 47 verse 8 in the Hebrew, Psalm 47 verse 7, recurs the phrase, sing ye, sing your praises in a skillful song, in a maskil, or sing your praises with understanding, maskil. That there seems to indicate a special kind of musical rendering. This is why we emphasize the chanting Isis, Isis, Zamar, Zamar, Mizmor. And this is now accepted as the likely and the probable meaning. Here, here, here. And for the Talmudim, for the disciples, the Decamus Amoret, reference should also be made to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary for more. But here, today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Zayin, Psalm 147. Now, the date of the composition, today's Psalm, Psalm 147, is said to be post-exilic, after the exile. And Delitzsch has suggested that the song, the Mizmor, was written for the service, the avoda, the service of Todah, of thanksgiving, of Miskana, Bamarinya, Miskana, in the Hebrew here, Todah, when the city walls of Yerushalayim, the walls of Jerusalem, were completed, according to Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27. Now, a notable feature in this and the succeeding psalms is the stress or the emphasis laid upon the thought of Yah, of Jah, as the creator, as the Irator, the creator of the universe, and the director of its forces, the forces of the Netru, the forces of the Netcher, the forces of nature. And it may be Yisrael. This also is Yisrael, is Israel, I and I, Yisrael's answer to the heathen, to the Gentile, to the Goyi ideas that were and are current in Babylon, in the world, the flesh, in the satanic seclorum. This psalm is I and I, is Yisrael's answer to the Gentile, the Goyi, the nations, the nationality, the international community, to the heathen ideas that were and are current in Babylon. And today's psalm has four main sections, can be seen in four main parts. Verses 1 to 3, the praise, the Isis, to Yah, to Jah, for his goodness. Verses 1 to 3. Verses 4 to 11, the might of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, in verses 4 to 11. Verses 12 to 14, Yahuwah, Jehovah's graciousness to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, even to New Yerushalayim, New Jerusalem. And lastly, but not leastly, verses 19 to 20, his revelation reveals the truth, his revelation to Israel, his revelation to Israel, to the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty, to Yashar El, to the upright of El, the Almighty, to Israel, Israel, to the man who sees the true good, the true Almighty Eye. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of the man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe. who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu tihye, v'tifara. V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu tihye, v'tifara. V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu tihye, v'tifara.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, for the Arishon, the Arishon, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayachi, 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 Sabbath, and he lives. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, here Genesis chapter 47. Chapter 47, picking up with verse 28, for the Rishon, for the first Aliyah, the first up offering, the first reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here for the Hebrew first words, Wayachi, Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shiva'a, Esarei, Shana, Wayahi, Yemei Yaakov, Shinei Chayayo, Shava, Shanim, We Aribaim, U Ameata Shana. And Jacob Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, 17 years. So the whole age of Yaakov was 147 years. Wayahi. And he lived, Wayachi, and he lived, Wayachi, Yaakov, and Jacob lived, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim, Shava, Esarei, Shana, 17 years, Shava, Esarei, Shana, 17 years, Wayachi, Yemei Yaakov, Shnei Chayayo, Shava, Shanim. So the days of Yaakov, Wayahi Yemei Yaakov, the years of his life, Shnei Chayayo, were 147 years. Shava Shanim, Ve'arba'im, U'me'at Shana. And the time, the hour drew nigh, near, that Yisrael, that Israel, must die. And he called his son Yosef, Joseph, and said to him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury I not, I pray thee, in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. Why yikrevu yemei Yisrael lamut? Why yikra livno liyosef? Why yomer lahu? And the time that I would draw near that Israel must die. Why yikrevu yemei Yisrael lamut? And he called his son Yosef. Why yikra livno? Li Yosef, and said to him, Wayomer Lahu, if now I have found favor in thy sight, Inna matati yachin be'ayneka, put, I pray thee, Simna, put, I pray thy hand under my thigh, Simna yadika tachata yerechi, and deal kindly and truly with I. We osita imadi chesed. And deal kindly, and truly with I. We osita imadi chesed. We emet. Bury I not, I pray thee, I, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Al na tikebreini. Mitzrayim, and bury I not, al na tika bereini, Mitzrayim, in Egypt. But I will lie, I will lay with my fathers, and thou that I shall carry I out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place.
And he said, I will do as thou, as the I hast said. With Shakava T, with Shakab T, Aim Ibotai. But But when I sleep with my fathers, with Shakabati Aim Ibotai, U ne Satani, thou shalt carry I, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, una satani ni Mitzrayim, and bury I in their burying place. Ukavaratani biake vuratam. And he said, why Yomar? I Anoki. E isse. Kia de bareka. I will do as thou hast said. Anoki. E isse. Kia de bareka.
Lively up yourself and don't be no dread.
Ki de bareka, anoki, esse, ki de bareka. And he said, swear to I, why your mother, hiya shava, ahari. He shava Ali, swear to I, and he swore, and he swear to him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Wayomer, he shava Ali, waya yishava lawu, waya yisha tahu, Israel, al rosh ha mita. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, picking up the first book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, chapter 48. And it came to pass after these things that one told Yosef, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Yaakov and said, behold, thy son Yosef cometh to thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Yaakov said to Yosef, El Shaddai, appear to I at Luz in the land of Canaan, and bless thy. And said to I, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thy, and I will make of thee, I, a multitude of people, and will give this land to Zareka, the I see, the I raise after thee, I, an everlasting possession. And now, thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to thee, I, in the land of Mitzrayim, before I came to the I, into Egypt, mine as Reuven and Shimon, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine, and thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, as for I, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come to Ephrat, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrat. The same is Beit Lechem. And Yisrael held Joseph's sons and said, who are these? And Yosef said to his father, they, my sons, whom Elohim hath given I in this. He said, bring them, I pray thou, to me, to I, and I will bless them.
And here, Shema Israel, here. For the Sheni, Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Wayahi. Sabbath, and he lived here picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book, known as Genesis chapter 48. Here at verse 10. Verse 10, right here. Here for the Sheni, Aliyah.
My woman is gone.
For the second read and the second offering here.
She has left me.
With Aina Yisrael, Kavadu, Mi Zokain, Lo Ayukala, Li Rot, Waya Yagei Shootam Elayo, Waya Yishaka, Lahem, Waya Hadeka Elahem. Now, the eyes of Israel, of Yisrael, were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near to him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. Ve'aymei Yisrael lakavadua, mi'azokena lo yukala, mi'rot. Now the eyes of Yisrael, ve'aymei Yisrael, were dim, akavadu, were heavy, kavadu, Ni azokain were heavy for age. Aime Yisrael kavdua ni azokain lo yukala lirot, so that he could not see. Lo yukala lirot, and he brought them near to him. Wayagish otam elayo, and he brought them near to him. Wayagisha otam elayo. And he kissed them, Wayishaka lahem, and embraced them, Wayachaveka lahem. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, and look, Elohim hath shewed me, shewed I also, Zayka, I see. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Yisrael's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Yisrael's right hand, and brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid upon Ephraim's rosh, Ephraim's ras, Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh, and his left hand upon Manasseh's rosh, Manasseh's ras, Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly for Manasseh, the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, Elohim, true good, the true God, Elohim, before whom my fathers Abraham and Yitzhak did walk, did try. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, who fed I all my life long to this day. Ha Melaak, the angel, who redeemed I from all evil. Bless the lads, and make my name, Shemi, be named on them. And the name of my fathers, Abraham and Yitzhak, and let them, and make them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
Have no fear for economic energy.
None of them can stop the sun.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, the third up offering up, going up, third reading here for this Shabbat, Y-Yachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 48, here at verse 17, for the Shalishi, Ali. Vayare'e Yosef, Akiya Yashita Riyo, Yada Yemino, Al Rosha Ephraim, Vayera'a Be'aynayo, Vaya Yitamoka Yada Riyo, Le Hasira Otaha, Me Al Rosh Ephraim, Al Rosha Menashe. And when Joseph, saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, Wayare Yosef, Kiyashita Vio Yada Yimino Al Rosh Ephraim, it displeased him. Wayera'a Be'aynayo, and he held up his father's hand. Wayitamoka Yada Vio Le Hasirotaha Me Al Rosh Ephraim. Al Rosh Menashe, to remove it from Ephraim's Rosh, Ephraim's head, to Menashe's Rosh. And Joseph said to his father, Wayomer Yosef el Avio, not so, my father, Lo Kain Avi, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his rosh, upon his head. Vayomer Yosef il avio, Lo Kain Avi, Ki zeh habkor sima yemineka al rosho. And his father refused and said, I know, my son Bini, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And his father refused. And said, Yada'iti, I know, my son, I know. Yada'iti. He also shall become a people. Gam hu yihyeh l'am. And he also shall be great. With gam hu yigdal. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he. Ve'ulam achiyo hakatona yigdala mimenu. And his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Ve'zar'o yihyeh milo hagoyim. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, Elohim, make thee I as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Vayavarkein bayom hahu leimor deka yibareka Yisrael leimor yismeka Elohim k Ephraim with k Manasseh. Vayasem et Ephraim lifnei Menashe, 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 Menashe. And Yisrael, Israel said to Joseph, Vayomer Yisrael Yosef, behold, look, see, I die. But Elohim shall be with you and bring you again to the land of your fathers. Hine anoki meit. V'haya Elohim imakem. V'hayshiva etikem el aretz ebotekem. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow. Wa'ani natati leka shekhem achad ala acheka asher la acheti yad haimori b'charvi u'abek ashti. Moreover, I have given to thee the eye one portion above thy brethren. Wa ani natati leka shechem achad al achika, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite. Asher lakachti miyad haemori, with my sword and my bow, b'charbi uv'ashti, v'ani natati leka shechem achad da'ala acheka asher lakachti miyad haemori b'charbi uv'ashti. And hear, 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 Shema, Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, 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 the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Wayechi, 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 Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 49, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, for Shabbat Wayechi, 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 Wayechi. Here, Sefer Bereishis, Wayechi, Mem 8, chapter 49, Yaakov, Jacob's dying bracha, dying blessing, prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Here, Shema Yisrael for the Revi'i. Vayikra Yaakov ila benayo vayomer hey asfu we agida le lachem aita shara yikra etkem be achrita hayamim
And Jacob and Yaakov called to his sons, Wayikra Yaakov Elabanayo. And Jacob called to his sons and said, Wayomer, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Wayikra Yaakov Elabanayo Wayomer, Heasfu Weagida Lakem Eita Shara Yikraetikem Beachrita Hayamin. And Jacob called to his sons and said, Heasfu, gather yourselves together. Heasfu Weagida Lakem, that I may tell you. Weagida Lakem, that I may tell you, et asher yikra etikem be'achrita hayamin, that I may tell you that which shall befall you, you all, y'all, in the end of days, be'achrit hayamin, in the last days, in the achrit hayamin, in the end of days. Assemble yourselves. Assemble yourselves. And hear with Shimo, hear y'all with Shimo Bnei Yaakov, and hear ye your sons of Jacob. With Shimo Bnei Yaakov, with Shimo Ella Yisrael Avikem, and hearken to Yisrael, to Israel, Avikem, your father, Reuben. Bikori ata kochi we reshita onia yetera seeta we yeter oz. Reuben, thou the I, my firstborn, thou art my firstborn. Reuben, bikori ata, my might, kochi, and the beginning of my strength. We reshita oni, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Yeter se'et with yeter oz. Unstable as water, thou, the eye, shalt not excel, because thou, the eye, wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou. He went up to my couch. Pachazaka yamkamayim. Pachazaka mayim. Ala totara kia alita mishakve avika aza chialalta yisuiya Allah. Unstable as water, have not thou the excellency, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Pachazaka mayi, unstable as water. Pachazaka mayi. Ala totara ki alita, have not thou the excellency, thou shalt not excel. Ala totara ki alita mishikare avika, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Aza halalta yitzu'iya Allah, thou defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi, brethren, instruments of cruelty, their habitation. Shimon, Welewi, Achim, Kleya, Hamasa, Mikerotehem. Simeon and Levi, Shimon, Welewi, Achim, our brethren, Shimon, Welewi, Achim. Weapons of violence, their kinship. Instruments of cruelty, their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, to their assembly, to their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will, they dig down a wall. Besodam ala tavonashi. Bikahala, bikahalam, bikahal, bikahalam, bikahalam. Besodam ala tavonashi. Bikahalam ala tehada kovodi. Kia beapama haragu ish. Ua birat onama ikro shor. Let my soul not come into their council. Be sodam ala tavo nashi. To their assembly be a kahalam ala tehad. Kovodi. Make my glory, kovodi, not be united. For in their anger they slew a man, ki be abam hargu ish. And in their self-will, ua birasonam, they hold oxen, ikru shor. Curse the anger, for fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov, in Jacob, and scatter them in Yisrael, and scatter them in Israel. Arura pama ki oz, wherever ratama kia ashata. Ahalekema bi Yaakov, wa efitzeim bi Yisrael. Cursed aror, cursed be the anger, aror apam, for it was fierce, ki oz, and their wrath, wherever atam, for it was cruel, ki akashita. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Why is its aim the Israel? Yehuda, Judah, thou, the I, whom thy brethren shall praise, thy hand in the neck of thine enemies, thy father's children shall bow down before thee. I, Yehuda, Ata, Yoduka, Acheka, Yadika be orefa oiveka, isha tachuo elka bnei avika. Judah, Yehuda, thee I shall thy brethren praise. Yehuda, ata yoduka acheka, thy hand yadika shall be on the neck of thine enemies. Be orefa oiveka, thy father's sons shall bow down before thee, I. Yishtachu alika bnei avika. Judah, Yehuda, a lion's whelp from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Gora, Arye, Yehuda, Mitrefa, bnei alita. Kara, Raveta, Kariye, Ukalavi, Mia, Yekimenu. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor, Aye, Yehuda, from the prey, meet Eref. From the prey, my son, meet Eref, the knee. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. The I, Aliyah, up, go up. Meet Eref, Bini, Alita. He stooped down. Kara, he couched as a lion. Ravat, ravat akariye, as a lioness. Ukalavi, as a lioness. Ukalavi, mia yikemenu, miyikemenu. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him the gathering of the people. Lo yasura shaveta mi Yehuda, uma choteka mi bena raglayo, adakia yavo, shilo, wilaua, yikahata, amin. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Lo yasura shaveta, shaveta mi Yehuda. Lo yasura shaveta mi Yehuda. Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. As long as men come to Shiloh, Ad Kia Yavor Shiloh, and to him with Lau, and to him shall the obedience of the peoples be. With Lau, Yikahata Amin. Binding his soul, his foil to the vine, and his ass's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Osori la gefena iro with la sareka bini it tono kia besa by yain lit busho uva dama Suto Osuria la Gesena Iro Wea la Sarika Vinia Etono Kia Besa Bayayin Levusho Uvadama Enavima Suto binding his foil to the vine. Osuria la Gesena Iro, and his ass is colt to the choice vine. Where Lasareka Vinia Itono. He washed his garments in wine. Kibe Sabayayina Levusho, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. Uvedama Enavima Suto. His eyes red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Hakalilia Ainaima Mia Yaina Ulabena Shinaima Ne Halav. His eyes shall be red with wine. Hakalilia Ainaima Miyain, and his teeth white with milk. Ulabena Shinaima Ne Halav. Zebulun. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he for an haven of ships, and his border to Zidon. Zebuluna lechofa yamima yishkon wekua lechofa or niyaut with yarakato ala Zidon. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. Zebulun lechofa yamima yishkon. And he shall be a shore for ships. Wuhua lechofa oniot. And his flank shall be to Zidon. Weyarakato al Zidon. Yisakar. Yisakar, Isaacar. A strong ass couching down between two burdens. Yisasakara. Hamora garema robecha. Baina ha nisha pe tai. Yisakar is a large bone ass. Yisasakara hamora garem, couching down between the sheep folds. Robeita baina ha nisha pe tai. And he saw that rest good, and the land that pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to beer, and became a servant to tributes. Wayare me nucha kito we eta haareta kia naema. Wayeta shikamoa li sabola. Wayehia li masa oved. For he saw a resting place, that it was good. Wayare me nucha kito, and the land that it was pleasant. Weta haareta kia naema. And he bowed his shoulder to beer. Wayeta shikamo lisabol, and became a servant under task work. Wayehia li masa oled. Dan. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan yadina amo
Achadashivte Israel. Then shall judge his people, Dan Yadin Ammo. As one of the tribes of Israel, Achadashivte Israel, Dan. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Yehi Dan Nahasha Eleda Reka Shefifona Elea Orach Hanoshecha Ikare Susa Wayipola Rokvo Achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way. Yehia Dana Nahash Eledarek, a horned snake, Shefifon, a horned snake, Shefifon Ele Orach, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels. Hanoshek Ekeve Sus, so that his rider falleth backward. Wayipola Rokavo Ahar. I have waited for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. I wait for thy salvation, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, Li Yeshua Teka, Kwiti Yehowa, 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 Yehowa.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Yes, yes, yes. Melkam, 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 Ehud. Yes, I. Beautifully good. Good. First day, good Ehud. Yes, I. Sunday service, first day service, beginning right now. Continue with the Barakot, the blessing, the Baraka, the blessing of the 12 tribes of Israel. Calling, calling, calling. Yes, I. Sunday service begins right now, now, now.